Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Summit Wolk Family Call. This is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, on the call today. I'll start today with a COVID-19 vaccine update for both Summit Wolk and Lodge. The February 5th vaccine clinic went very well. All of our residents at both Summit and Wolk had either their first round or second round of vaccines. We have one final clinic remaining on February 26th to complete the second vaccines for the remainder of the residents and staff who had their first vaccines on February 5th. The final dose clinic for the Pfizer vaccine will be held on Friday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at both Wolk Manor and the Summit. On the day of the clinic, like other clinics in the past, the pharmacist from CVS will go to each of the remaining resident apartments who need their second shot. The pharmacist will be accompanied by a staff member. Once again, please be aware that consent forms need to be completed before residents can receive the vaccine. I've received many questions from family members over the last week, so for the remainder of the call today, I will answer family member questions that were sent to me via the COVID-19 hotline. A family member asked if all residents and staff have been vaccinated. So all residents, that's Summit, Wolk, and Lodge, have received minimally their first dose of the vaccine, and by the end of the day on February 26th, all residents will have received their final dose of the vaccine. So all Summit, Wolk, Lodge residents, barring any new resident coming in, will have received that vaccine. After the vaccination is completed, will you be reviewing visitation guidelines? So for the Summit, we will be reviewing our current visitation plan that we have had in place for quite some time. And we will inform you when we're ready to make a change in our current visitation policy, but right now we're keeping it the same for the Summit. So family members can visit in resident apartments for up to 2 hours at a time. They can entertain also in common areas when they're reserved. And we do ask that anyone visiting at the Summit call and make sure the concierge is aware so that we know, so we can know who is coming and going from the Summit. But residents are welcome to leave the campus as well. Many residents drive, so you're welcome to go out in the community and visit your family members as well. As far as visitation goes for Wolk Manor, we are awaiting guidance from the Department of Health before we can make any changes to our visitation policy. With that said, tomorrow will mark the 2-week period that we have gone without a COVID case. So we will be reopening visitation at both Wolk and the Lodge beginning tomorrow, barring any new cases tomorrow, for pre-scheduled visitation appointments. So it's been a while since we've had visitation inside of Wolk and Lodge, and we're really happy to reinstate them. So if you'd like to visit, you'll call the Wolk concierge, you will make an appointment, and then we have family members come in, they get screened, temperature screened, answer some questions, get a name badge, a face mask and shield, and then you can visit. And you know, if all of our appointments are not all filled, you know, you certainly can stay a little longer if there's openings. We certainly want residents to see their families. So we will do everything we can to make that process work as smoothly as possible. So again, we are currently scheduling for up to 2 family members to meet for 30-minute visits in our designated common areas. So for Wolk Manor, that will be in the living room. So it's when you enter Wolk Manor, you'll see the living room straight ahead, and that's where you'll meet behind the plexiglass. And for the Lodge, you will meet in the Lodge living room area that is before you get to the Lodge units, and there'll be a plexiglass there, and there'll be a staff member at both locations. If you have any questions about visitation, just let us know. So this question keeps coming up, and I just want to make sure I'm answering this so that everyone can hear. So have all of the staff been vaccinated? No, not all of the staff have received the vaccine. We are 60%-ish, maybe a little bit more, vaccinated as far as staff goes. They're not required to take the vaccine at this time, but we are highly recommending it to the staff. I mean, our goal is to have 70% or more of the staff vaccinated, but we do continue to monitor staff for symptoms, temperatures. We practice social distancing. We have mask wearing and shield wearing and lots of hand washing, plenty of hand sanitation stations. So staff are really diligent about that. But that is where we stand right now with the staff vaccine. When will the hairdresser come back is the next question. And finally, I have an answer. So barring any positive cases tomorrow, Karen and Lenore, our hairdressers, will return to Wolk Manor beginning tomorrow. They are now taking appointments. They're very excited to come back to Wolk. And of course, they also service the Summit too. So our Summit residents are looking forward to having their hair done too. So just a reminder that, it's all a go now. If there is a positive case, then we'll have to wait a couple more weeks, but hopefully that's not gonna happen. When will family members be permitted back inside Wolk Manor for visits? So I just explained what visitation is gonna look like at Wolk and Lodge, but as far as going into residents' apartments and family members being able to walk through the community, that we don't have any changes in the guidance yet. So we are awaiting to receive information from the Department of Health to let us know if there's going to be any changes in the visitation. So we will keep you posted. As soon as we find out, we will let you know. We know how important it is to you, and we want to get that information to you as quickly as possible, but we don't have any guidance right now. I know that you've probably heard on the news that nursing homes, you know, they had a change in their guidance, but we have not for assisted living. There has been no change at this time. Another question, when will members from the community, such as entertainers, be allowed back to Wolk Manor? Again, that's contingent on the visitation. So as soon as we are allowed to have visitors in the building, we'll get those entertainers back and anyone else who provided services to Wolk and Lodge for sure. Question about private duty. So our private duty staff, such as nurses or helpers, required to take the vaccine. So this is more a Summit question, and some Summit residents have people who provide them with a little bit of help. So we highly encourage Summit residents to have their private duty helpers or nurses to be tested on a regular basis. We did ask residents, I mean, this went out many months ago, and we did advise all of our residents to, you know, have their private staff tested regularly. So it is up to the residents to do that. Next question. What is the current status of visitation, particularly interested in Wolk? The question is, we receive all of the announcements about COVID cases, but it's unclear to me whether the restrictions apply uniformly across the campus. So this is a good question. And it's really building related. So if I have a positive case at the Summit, I'm going to send out a message to all of the Summit residents and their family members about the positive case and employees too, so they all know. But if it doesn't affect the Wolk Manor, then I wouldn't send out a notice to Wolk Manor. It's only where the case is. So the restrictions are not uniform across our campus because we have different levels of care. So the Summit has no license. It's an independent living community, and residents have a little bit more freedom, a lot more because it's not licensed. Wilk Manor is licensed by the Department of Health, so we have restrictions on many things. And then the Jewish Home is a licensed nursing home, so they have even more restrictions or rules and regulations. So that's how it works when you receive notices or hear about notices across the campus. It's just because we have different levels of care. And then finally, a question about the visitation greenhouses. So how do they work and where are they located? So we purchased these clear, heavy-duty plastic greenhouses that sit outside of the Summit entrance. Just when you come in the main entrance, you'll see it. It has two chairs in it, clear plastic, and a heater in it. And how it works is that a family member can reserve a time to visit, and the resident will bring a phone, their own cell phone, or you can use our cell phone to talk to the families through the glass. So you'll be able to see family members very clearly because the greenhouses are clear. The window that the resident will stand behind is clear. So that's how the visitation works. At the Summit, at Wilk, it's pretty much the same thing, except the visitation greenhouse is located off the Country Kitchen, which is pretty easy to get to from our front door. And it's the same concept. It has a heater inside, it fits two people, and staff would bring over the resident to the greenhouse and have, you know, help the resident with the phone so that they can visit with their family. So, yep, they're working pretty well. And if you have any more questions or you want to reserve a greenhouse visit, just contact the Wilk concierge. That's it for my call today. I hope everyone has a good afternoon and please stay well. Take care.